and rescue crews responded to a hazardous materials incident Wednesday. Authorities say they were exposed to hydrazine. They were taken to the hospital and are expected to be okay. The Auburn community will celebrate the lives of Rod and Paula Bramblett later today. A memorial service is scheduled for 2 p.m. at the Auburn Arena. We will carry that service live on the Alabama News Network Facebook page. And Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation Wednesday that will bring statues of Rosa Parks and Helen Keller to the Alabama State Capitol grounds. This legislation creates a Women's Tribute Statue Commission to fund, commission, and place these statues on the Capitol grounds. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Moore Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
A lush green lawn is like a fresh green salad to insects, unless you use Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at just $9.97. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and prevents new ones from coming back for 3 months without harming the lawn. Keep your lawn off the menu this summer. Today is the day for doing with Roundup Bug Destroyer. Just $9.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
"Everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events."
Now is the time when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Head to Vistaprint.com, and you can customize 500 cards starting at just $9.99. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to own the now. So head to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 6060 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6060.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Breaking is silence.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
The special counsel explains why he cannot clear the president.
Relentless weather continues to batter a large portion of the country.
Rainfall causing devastating flood in the Arkansas River
has reached its highest level in recorded history.
The White House demanding that the USS John McCain, the warship, be out of sight during the president's visit to Japan. Not for any military reason. They didn't want the president to see the USS John McCain.
Out of Louisiana, lawmakers there have just passed a strict ban on abortion as early as 6 weeks.
The House Democratic leaders are feeling new pressure to start the impeachment process.
Nepalese officials say the images of huge Everest crowds don't capture the whole picture. They are now considering more restrictions.
The host of Jeopardy says his doctors tell him that his stage 4 pancreatic cancer is in, quote, near remission.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Market is at 48 points, and the temperature outside is, wait on it, 89 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very, very well. Doing well.
It's not going to be as hot as it has been the last couple of days, so we should, I think our high is like 91, 92 today. By the way, at Fresh Market, they've got the roaster on sale again for $5 instead of $7.99, 37% off.
Oh, my.
And you know how good those things
are
with
those.
Very good. Yukon cheesy potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm doing tonight. Let me bring in my special guest, U.S. Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville. Coach, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. Glad to be here. What's on your shirt? What is that?
Chris Jericho, the faces of Chris Jericho.
Oh, okay. I was looking at that. Yeah, that's pretty neat.
I should have worn my Auburn shirt today.
Yeah, I should have worn his Auburn shirt today.
Yeah, that looks good. Yeah, it's a sad day on the plains.
It really is.
It really is. I'm going to the funeral here in about an hour and a half, and I tell you what, it's just a... You know, I came through. All, matter of fact, I did a TV show at 7:30 from the arena, and all kind of media there. But Rod Bramlett and his wife Linda, you know, God bless them. You know, just wrong place, wrong time.
Sad situation.
Yeah, really,
as soon as I heard about it, I called my friend over at the Auburn Opelika News, and she told me what had happened, and that is really sad. I feel sorry for the 16-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. Our thoughts and prayers go out to him, too, because that's obviously a tough time on that side. But, you know, the two kids that are left behind, you know, from Rod and Linda and just everybody involved over there. Rod was so loved.
And the guy was a jack of all trades. I mean, it was amazing.
Unbelievable. You know, I met him when I first got there. Obviously, I didn't have a lot of dealings. I dealt with Jim Fife. You know, he was our play-by-play guy.
Right.
And I was actually with Jim in Prattville at a banquet. He introduced me as a speaker. We both walked out to the car. He took off, and that's the last time we saw. I saw Jim because he died later that night of a heart attack. And then... a few days later, they named Rod, and I had a little thought, a lot of answers for Rod, because he's not wasn't an outgoing type of guy,
right?
And in football, I mean, it's not like there's enthusiasm has to be there every play, whether it's good or bad,
right?
And man, I tell you what, he took the bull by the horns and ran with it, and I couldn't get him out of my office for the first year, right? I got to go coach. Yeah, I got to go watch film, and he was really, really into it. And the thing I really liked about Rod, he got very personal with the kids. He'd come to practice and go in the dressing room, and even the long run that Carnell made on the first play of the Iron Bowl when you're 80 yards, and Rod said, go crazy, Cadillac. Well, Rod had done his homework, because in every dressing room before practice and going out to a game, Carnell said, let's go crazy today, guys, today. Let's go crazy. So he kind of picked that up from doing his homework.
That is great. Well, it's going to be quite a service today. I have several friends that are headed over there. Matter of fact, right now, a lot of them are meeting for lunch before the service starts. Let's talk about your candidacy for U.S. Senate. First of all, why are you running?
Well, I'm one of the 61 million forgotten deplorables that voted for Donald Trump. And you would think that nobody in the country voted for him because the people in Washington, D.C. absolutely are turning their back on him. And not just Democrats, but also Republicans. I've been to D.C. a couple of times, not to, you know, the last month or so. And you know, he's probably got, out of the 53 senators, maybe 25 or 30 that are actually, you know, supporting him 100%. He's got to have more. And, you know, I got out a few years ago, Dan, and I thought about the governor's race. I love politics. I love this state. And I really love this country. We're in trouble. We are in trouble. And God sent us Donald Trump, and he gave us an answer to a lot of questions because my son asked me, he said, Dad, why are you voting for him? There's two things. He's a patriot, and he doesn't need their money. You know, he's going to go up there and do the thing that he thinks needs to be done for the country. And thank goodness we've gotten him, but he's fighting everybody. The establishment's after him. They're going to impeach him if most of the Democrats. Now, it won't go far, you know, through the House. But, you know, I'm running because I want to help him. I think that, you know, people like me from the outside need to run. A lot of people can't do it. I've talked to a lot of people, Coach, I wish I could do it, but I've got this or that. Yeah, really, I'm the same way. But I've got the time to do it. I want to do it. I want to do it for the right reasons, and I want to do it for this state and this country. And it's going awfully well.
Let me now, you have a kind of a kickoff at Jubilee tonight, correct?
Well, we have a big fundraiser at Jubilee. We've been planning it for, I've only been in for about a month. And so right. What you have to do is you plan your fundraisers. And I had one in Auburn about a week and a half ago. And now this is the next one that's here in Montgomery. Now we'll have four or five at pretty much each of the bigger locations across the state. I've got a big one in Huntsville and Coleman and Tuscaloosa, Mobile. All those are coming up. This just happens to be the next one on the docket, and looking forward to a great crowd.
Let me ask you some questions. And by the way, 272-9228, if you have a question, comment, or viewpoint for the coach running for candidate for U.S. Senate here in the great state of Alabama, wants to unseat Doug Jones, which would be a great one to unseat. I was a moderator for the U.S. Senate runoff race that we had last year, and a lot of these questions are based on those ones, right? I asked them. Some of them are new because they're new topics that have come up. First of all, have you had an opportunity to read or at least review the Mueller report? And if so, what did you think of it?
You're talking about the one yesterday, the one before that?
I'm talking the actual report.
Yeah, no, I hadn't read it. Of course, you know, if you watch enough television, they're going to get to every point that they have. The problem is, this is all a smokescreen. You know, they've been after Donald Trump ever since he got in, even before he got in. Probably the biggest hoax ever in our national history of trying to unseat a sitting president. I listened to some of Mueller yesterday, and he's trying to clear his name with the Democrats. All he did was get up there and try to apologize his way of not really coming down on Trump a lot harder. So I try to stay away from that as much as I possibly can because, again, I think in the long run, Attorney General Barr is going pull the curtain down on a lot of these people that were involved, and I hope we do. I hope it comes to the point where we get the people that were involved one way or the other, because our country deserves that. We need that. We don't need this to happen against a sitting or a possibly elected president of the United States. It's wrong. I mean, we can't do this. I would have never thought, and you too, Dan, would you ever have thought that we'd had possibly spying on a candidate and a president that was coming in to be inaugurated? I would never thought that in my life.
This is a topic we talk about on the show an awful lot. Because of my contacts, I don't know if Chase had told you, but I worked in the Reagan White House. And so I have a ton of contacts in Washington, D.C., and we're talking about this nightly with each other. Attorney General William Barr has appointed Durham, the U.S. Attorney of Connecticut, to investigate the origins of the investigation into the Trump campaign and the possible use of spying and unauthorized wiretaps and unmasking of targets. Do you think that this is a inappropriate conduct of the FBI and Justice Department and intel agencies, and do you support Barr doing this?
Oh, yeah. We've got to do it for the country. I don't care who's wrong. We've got to find out where it started, why it started, who instigated it, who authorized it, and if we don't do that, then we're not going to be able to protect the next person that goes in there. in 4 years or 2 years or 6 years, whatever. We've got to make sure that this never happens again. President Trump, look at what he's gotten done in the first 2.5 years. He's got our country back on track, and they have fought him tooth and nail. And it's wrong. It's wrong. The next president gets in there, if President Trump doesn't win the next election, God forbid,
you got to save us.
Hopefully we don't get into this mess with the next president. And then the one after that, we have got to make sure that we cross all T's and dot all I's with this investigation. I think Barr is the right guy. I think he came back. He's been attorney general before. And I think he came back just to say, listen, I love this country, and I want to help get it straight. I think he's strong enough. I think he could care less what people think about him. And I think he's going to go forward with this. And, of course, you've got other people that have been investigating for years. The investigation that's been going on, I guess, for about 14 months now will come out in the next month. Don't hold anything back. Whoever was involved, bring it out. Let's get it in the forefront. Let's treat it, as a criminal act. Get it out of the way and let people know in the future you can't do this, because we don't have a republic if we let this happen. So we've got to catch whoever instigated this and put all this to fruition. You hear all the things, you and I, we read all this about FISA and all this stuff. Who knows? I mean, this is a truly a mess, and I'm just afraid this came from within and not from without our country.
That is scary if that is the case. News on 93.1 FM, Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate in the House, 272-9228. We'll take a quick break. Come back to callers right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it. If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Coach Tommy Tupperville, candidate for U.S. Senate in the House. Let's go to the phones, Coach. Let's go to John. John has a question for Tommy Tupperville.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing
first
good.
And foremost, Tommy, War Eagle, we miss you.
Thank you, sir.
I know you're running, and I'm all for it, and we're pulling for you. And my biggest question is I know it's a nasty, dirty game once you get there, and I just want to make sure are you equipped, and are you going to have enough ammunition to get there to keep the hounds off of you?
Well, it's somebody asked me that when I first got in. They said, you know, it gets dirty, Coach. It's politics, and you know, I'm gonna run on myself. It's like I used to tell my football team, we can't worry about the other teams. We got to worry about ourselves. So that's what I'm gonna pretty much do. But they'll be coming after me. I understand that. But I put up with Paul Feinbaum for 15 years. So,
almost the same.
Yeah. Old turtle Paul.
Yeah, that kind of got me ready to go. But you're right. It's unfortunate it gets that way. And of course, that's what I'm doing now, raise enough money to defend myself. Once we get to about January, that's when all the fireworks will start. But I think a lot of people know me in this state. I've been all over this state many times and talked to people, shaking hands, and of course, you know, I made a couple of bad business deals and things like that. But I don't have a big record going back on anything. Again, I love my family, I love my wife, and you know, I kind of hope they get to stay out of it. But that being said, we sat down as a family and talked about it, and I said, listen, you know, this is going to get a little bit ugly for a while, but, you know, we're going to be successful, so let's push forward, and they were all for it.
Yes, sir. Where can I make a contribution?
TommyForSenate.com. Pretty easy.
TommyForSenate.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir. I'm going over there right now. We love you, man. And
Thank you.
I hope the best for you, War Eagle.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Let's go to the phones and go to Doug. Doug, you have a question for Tommy Tupperville?
Not really. I wanted to make a comment, and I don't even think Coach Tubbs can comment on it, but I wanted to remind the audience that the last thing on Coach's mind is going to be a seat on a committee, because, Coach, I saw at Auburn a lot. Now, I'm a Mississippi State University graduate, 86. I'm the only Hall male of my generation or my father's generation didn't graduate from Auburn. I just want to tell the audience that there was an influential member on the board. We won't mention his last name, Coach. But when he started trying to tell you how to run that program, well, now we know the rest of the story. So you're going to do what's right, Coach. You know who I'm talking about.
Of course.
You can chuckle, Coach. I don't expect you to make a comment, but you got my vote, and you're not going to do what they say do to be on a committee.
Well, you're exactly right. And again, I want to do this for the people of Alabama and this country. We need more people. Not that I'm the perfect guy, but I got the time. I don't need a paycheck. I don't need the job. I'm not an establishment person. They don't need to come to me and say, hey, you know, you need to vote this way because of this reason. I'm going to vote how the people of Alabama want me to vote. And, you know, I just got so frustrated last year when, you know, we sent Doug Jones up there and the Brett Kavanaugh thing's going on. And 80% of the people of this state wanted Brett Kavanaugh to be confirmed. But no, he's going to vote with his party. You can't do that in this day and time. You've got to vote how the people of your state want you to vote. And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, thank you, Coach. And your success in athletics, along with Trump's success in global economy, that's going to be a pretty happy marriage.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, I want to give back. You know, this is public service, and everybody said, well, you could be on the beach or you could be fishing or hunting, and I could be. I've been very fortunate. God gave me the ability to have the jobs I've had and be around great people. But, again, I want to give back. I want to help the people of this country and this state. And to me, you know, that I think this is something that I've been called to do. So I pray about it every day, and looking forward to the campaign for the next hopefully 16 months and see what happens.
I'll get out my plastic with the digits on it tonight and look up that website, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Thanks Doug, appreciate it. You have a great day, Doug. Good talking to you again. Randall, hang on for me. Coach, what are some committee assignments you'd like to have?
I'd probably say agriculture would be the first. You know, that's our biggest commodity in this state is agriculture. Education would probably be good because I've been in education 40 years. We have totally screwed our education system across this country. We should blow up the Department of Education. So, here's what I want to do, Dan. If I could wave a magic wand, we've got to take the power as much as we can out of Washington and give it back to the states. You know, we're not a cookie-cutter country. Every state is different. You know, and our kids in this state, you know, they need to learn different things. And so what better way to give education back to the states, let them control it, get it out of Washington, D.C., a bunch of bureaucrats that don't have one clue what they're doing. Look how they've screwed it up. We spend billions of dollars in Alabama, but they tell us how to run this state. We need to get away from that. So, you know, I'm that's a big passion of mine. I've been to high schools and colleges all over this country, and that's where we're losing our kids. We're losing our young kids because of socialism. It's being taught in high school. I'm not saying here in this state, but other states, high school and college, and they're getting indoctrinated into something that they really don't know anything about. Now, I will say this. Also, back in the 60s, when we did away with prayer in the schools, that was a death wish. Now, I'm not against any religion, okay? I think religion is great. I'm a Christian. I believe in it. You know, I started the team chaplain program at Ole Miss and came to Auburn. Now there's a team chaplain in every athletic program almost in the Southwest and the Midwest. Now in the West Coast, you couldn't even think about doing it.
Did Chet start under you?
Pardon?
Did Chet?
Yes.
He is outstanding.
I hired Chet Williams in 99.
He came to our church and spoke,
yeah,
and he
awesome.
Was awesome.
You wouldn't believe the kids that all these – what happened is I had a kid at West Urey at Ole Miss. I couldn't get West to come. He said, Coach, God, tell me to stay here. I said, well, you need to stay then. And so I go over and I hire Chet Williams. A couple years later, Wes come over and made a proposal to me. He said, Coach, let's start a chaplain program and train people. And so we started to bring them to Auburn three or four at a time. We'd train them and then to go other places. What a great concept. And again, I just gave him the floor to do that. It was Chet Williams and Wes Urey did that. But the thing I was talking about religion is we've got religions in this country now that come and they're pushing them on us. And hey, if I don't care what you want to believe in what you want it to. As long as you go by our Constitution and our laws, don't try to take us to another culture. We've got one group that comes in this country that now listen, I want you to listen to this. 10 states in this country, 10 states allow, and Texas being one of the states, allow this group to come in and pray five times a day in the schools. Now, if one of our kids says a Lord's Prayer in the schools, they're gone. They're suspended from school. If we don't stop that, we're going to lose this country. We've already lost 10 states, and last time I looked, we only got 50. And it is going fast. And so if we don't step up to the plate and get people in Washington, D.C. says enough's enough, we're going to lose it, and it's going fast, as I said.
Let me go to a break. News 93.1 FM. Randall, hang on. Coach Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate in the House. We'll be right back.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always be
the Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says about a report the White House had the USS John McCain kept out of sight during his trip to Japan last weekend. He had nothing to do with it.
John McCain, I wasn't a fan, but I would never do a thing like that. Now, somebody did it because they thought I didn't like him, okay? And they were well-meaning, I will say.
The president outside the White House before heading off to Colorado to speak at the Air Force Academy graduation ceremony. The Arkansas River sitting high at record levels.
In Arkansas, two levees have failed, and Oklahoma, where the levee systems are threatened.
It is in the best interest of everybody to go ahead and proactively relocate.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum, and along the Missouri River, mandatory evacuations in Craig, Missouri, and Illinois, now activating the National Guard due to record-breaking floods along the Mississippi River.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not much of a rain chance today, but it's the best chance we've seen in a few days. So a good bit of sunshine. Not quite as hot today with a high around 93. Some widely scattered storms for some lucky communities. Unfortunately, many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow through the weekend, the rain chances are way under 20%. Good bit of sunshine around. High temperature in the lower 90s as June begins. Lows at night in the upper 60s. And then Monday and Tuesday, low to mid-90s, still mainly dry, and getting a little hotter again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is going to be our last segment with the coaches heading over for the Ramblin' Memorial celebration of their life, by the way. So let's make this quick and to the point. Randall, welcome aboard the Demo Show. You're on with Tommy Tuberville.
How you doing, Mr. Tuberville?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. He just relaunched his website today, people. And before I sign up, I want to say all that. And it's a good website. They've done a real good job for you, Coach.
Thank you.
And you can go right through Facebook, folks. It's really easy. But you're going to have to probably drop the coach tagline because some Alabama people just might not vote because of that. but we don't need people running on Trump because he's winning no matter what. He's winning without Doug Jones. And Doug Jones is already running. Trump's going to bring as much money to farmers. You can't do no better than a farmer. But if you run on looking at places to get money back to the people, especially in Birmingham, inner city, the places that really need built up, I think it may be your winning moment. But if Mr. Will Dismuke's trying to get you, I just don't know. He's going to have your hands full. But everybody let him lose the coach tagline and bring money to him. And don't run on performances because Trump's running. And don't run on religion. We get beat in the face. If they want to say the prayer, Lord's Prayer, they can say it to themselves, coach. We get beat all our head down the south by religion all the time. We fill up with it. But get money back to us.
Thank you.
Randall, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it. What did you think of President Trump's tweet about Roy Moore?
Well,
don't run.
Well, I tell you one thing about President Trump. He keeps up with everything, and he understands. He understands the importance of
this
race.
This is the number one race in the country for the
For the Senate. Yeah, and he understands, and he's got to have somebody that thinks like him, but he wants a non-establishment guy, somebody that's an outsider like him. And that's exactly the reason I'm running. And you know, I don't know his thoughts in terms of a primary, but, you know, I'm just excited that I've got the opportunity to do this in this country, in this state, and run as a free person to give my view on a show like this. And we got to continue to vote for Trump, get him back in there. It's important that we do that simply for the fact that if we don't, then we're not going to be able to do things like this in a short period of time.
Let's go to the phones and go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on with Tommy Tupperville.
Hey, Dan. Glad to be with you today, man. You got a great guest.
Hey, Charlie.
I just like to say, Coach Tupperville, I'm a big Alabama fan, but I have always had the utmost respect for you when you were at Ole Miss and at Auburn, and I just want to wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, I appreciate it, and a lot of people ask me about this, with people from Alabama vote. I think they will. Matter of fact, I've got as many Alabama friends as I do Auburn, and the thing about it is this is not a game. This is life here. This is about our country and our state.
Don't remind them of that Cadillac run again, though.
Yeah. But
I mean, I cringe when you said that.
Oh, I know, but I'm going to tell you something. This is so important, and I'm running for everybody. I am running for everybody, and I'm going to listen to everybody and hope to get around to everybody in the next 7, 8, 9 months. I'm all over the state. So, hey, thanks for calling, and thanks for your support, and I'm for you.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phone. So let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on with Tommy Tupperville.
Hey, Coach, I was just going to ask about the debt, but that guy made me think you regret holding up those fingers like that. You just had done, but we'll still vote for you. But what about the debt? Do you support raising debt limits?
I support having a balanced budget. And passing that, getting it passed through the states, we've got to do that. We send these guys up there, and no matter what, how much money we send, they're going to spend about 15-20% more. I'm for cutting back the budget 1% a year. If we do that, about 7-8 years, we'll have a balanced budget. Who would ever thought that? But we've got to do it. We've got to quit spending money. The only thing that I think that we need to continue to do is military. We've got to have the strongest and the best military in the world because of a lot of different reasons. This state really holds up their end of the bargain in terms of military. My dad died on active duty at age 53. He had 5 Bronze Stars and a Purple Heart driving a tank in World War II. He loved his country. You know, he taught me to be a military person through patriotism. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do cutting back. That's not one thing we need to cut back, but we got to cut back to get this budget back in line. $23 trillion in debt. Folks, we're in bad trouble. And can you imagine if Donald Trump loses what these Democrats will do? This thing will go over $30 trillion in a short period of time.
Tommy, you mentioned a 1% reduction of the budget each year. Is there a particular senator that you really identify with as already a current senator?
I really like Tom Cotton from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a military guy.
He's
a true patriot. And he's a physical conservative. You know, he believes in quit spending money. We just don't have enough of those. Rand Paul is one.
Do you find yourself more on the libertarian side?
Yeah, probably. You know, some...
Or as I would say, a Reagan libertarian.
Yeah, somebody... But we've got to quit spending money. I mean, we're acting like we're a rich country, and we're broke. When you're $23 trillion in debt, you're broke, and we're broke right now. Now, we've got a great infrastructure in terms of making money, people getting more jobs through President Trump. He understands that. He had to get our military back, and that's the reason we're over budget in terms of some areas, because our last administration absolutely ran our military in the ground. And so we're having to spend money to get back to a point. That's what we have to do. The one thing I will say, too, is, you know, all this stuff going on about Trump, it's a smokescreen. They're trying to keep the point off of the border. We've got to get that border controlled, and we got to know who's in this country. If we continue to let 4,000 or 5,000 people in a day, we're not going to be a country any longer. We're going to lose it, and that's where we're spending money. They're all $50,000 each a year that we spend on each person that comes across that border.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Grant. Grant, you're on with Tommy Tupperville.
Hey, Coach, Grant Sullivan, how you doing?
Oh, wow.
Hey, Grant.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I just want to say Coach Tupperville was kind enough a few years ago to speak at the Public Safety Insurance Fund banquet. He did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
But I want to tell you this about Coach Tupperville. Number one, he's a huge supporter of the public safety officers. But number two, I ran into him at the beach a few years ago, maybe a year ago. And he asked about the program, and I told him about it, and he said, Grant, if you ever need me, ever again, for any reason, to come back and speak to your group about public safety officers and the job they do, I'm always available for you anytime, anywhere. Coach Tupperville is a great man and is a big supporter of our public safety officers. And, Coach, I just want to thank you and tell you I appreciate it. And I hope to see you Friday night.
Well, I appreciate it, Grant. And there's nobody more important in this country than our first responders, military, obviously our police men and women, firefighters. I mean, we turned our back on them for about 8 years, and we're not going to do that anymore. President Trump has stepped to the plate, and I am huge behind our plate. We've got to have safe neighborhoods. We've got to have that. We've got to have safe streets, roads, and we've got to have everything in line to make sure the people of this country stay safe. When we lose that, we don't have a country. Thank you, Grant.
Grant, great talking to you again, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let me go to Clint. Clint, very briefly, you're on with Tommy Tupperville.
Good day, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. The campaign slogan you should put in is "Spare the Thumb."
Hey,
yes,
yeah. Well, here's
that was great.
Here's the one I'm thinking of. Enough is enough, and we've had enough of Washington D.C. Give us our power back to the states. Give it back to the people of this country. Give it back to the people that built this country, and get out of the way. And the Democrat Socialist Party needs to just shut up and let President Trump run this country like he was elected to do by 61 million forgotten deplorables like the ones like me that voted for him. Just let him have his term and get out of the way. Thank you.
Yes, sir. When I first heard you were going to run, you have my vote.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And I'm a Bama fan, but I got you, my man.
Thank you.
Thanks for the telephone call, Clint. This final call of the show, Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Isn't this a funny state? All of us talk about, even though we're Alabama fans, we would consider you. This is so, I can't think of another state that this would happen in, you guys.
Well, that's the reason it's such a good state.
It is. People have dedications and loyalties like no other place. Are you going to join with the Democrats that have sense when you get up to D.C.? And I hope you do, if you have good answers to this question. To remove marijuana from Schedule 1 narcotics and get it off the list altogether, get on with helping people with chronic cancer and pain, epilepsy, decriminalize it, and commute the sentences of people, the million people who've been put in jail for marijuana. Are you going to do that, sir?
Well, I'm going to work with the Democrats as much as I can, and much as they will go with the policies to help this state and help this country. Now, I will say this. My mom passed away recently, and medical marijuana helped her. It really did.
It was illegal in this state, so she didn't live in Alabama, did she?
No, she died in Tennessee. She died in health care. She given a marijuana treatment intravenously that would make her eat. And make her eat and
rest. Was she a cancer
rest.
Patient?
She was dementia, and really got bad.
Yeah,
I understand because I can have a logical use for that too. Are you going to do it?
Oh yeah.
Well then, you got my vote, sir. And I don't know what Trump said about Roy Moore, I hope he asked him to stay the hell away.
He did.
Well, he did. And you know, but like I said, somebody asked me about it, and I said, hey, more the merrier. Bring them on. I mean, again, you got to worry about yourself and not worry about the other people. And you know, if I work hard enough, I think this thing's going to be successful. I've been getting great response from everybody across the state.
I bet you have.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. Coach, tell the audience how they can get in contact with your campaign.
TommyForSenate.com. Just go on there. I've got a great Facebook page. You can kind of keep up where I've been, taking pictures of the people all across the state, getting questions answered. And then, of course, we have a donate button. You go on there and donate. So I would appreciate it.
It's the little amounts of money that make up the big piles of money out here. Coach, I ask every candidate this. If you win, will you come back on a regular basis and be a guest on the Dan Morris Show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
I appreciate it.
A guy named Robert Bentley told me that one time, and he didn't show up.
Didn't show back. I'm not going to have anything to hide, Dan. Not anything to hide.
Tommy, it was a pleasure meeting
you.
And I hope you'll come back really soon.
I will. Thank you.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard, what's going on at Brubaker Motors? I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We would rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, we just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infiniti, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Looking to protect your engine and start that oil change? Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $26.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
A lush green lawn is like a fresh green salad to insects. Unless you use Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at just $9.97. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and prevents new ones from coming back for 3 months without harming the lawn. Keep your lawn off the menu this summer. Today is the day for doing. With Roundup Bug Destroyer, just $9.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. I want to thank Tommy Tuberville for being in the house. What did you guys think? Joe, what did you think, big guy?
I was very impressed. I like some of the policy ideas we were able to touch on. I love the penny plan. I've been listening to Rand Paul talk about that for years. I think it's a fantastic idea. I love the stories he had to tell. It reminded me of good times at Auburn. I realized we did overlap while I was at Auburn University and he was coach there. And I have to say, the man is very charismatic. He's well known. It's great meeting him in person. It really is. I encourage anybody to go out there and meet him in person. Just have a few minute conversation with him if you can.
Well, one thing when listening to him when he was on Barron's show, he comes across the radio is a great medium for him.
Yes.
He comes across very genuinely. He's well-spoken, doesn't speak too fast, doesn't speak too slow. The way he weaves stories into things.
Well, and he doesn't pull his punches.
Yeah.
He's telling these socialists to shut up. I like that.
Let's go to the phones and go to Gino. Gino, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, Gino.
You know what Auburn and the moon have in common?
What?
They both control the tides.
Ah.
How about that one?
I like that, Gino.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing real good, and I got so excited listening to Coach talk about the issues that I could hardly stand it. I couldn't call in, unfortunately, because I was busy doing something, and I know y'all didn't want a bunch of dogs yapping in the background. Not good radio.
Not good radio. Don't talk about your family members like that now.
Yeah, and speaking of family member, while I was taking care of my family member's dog, she got so excited listening to Coach Turberville that she had to call me and said, "Oh my gosh, are you listening to Coach Turberville on the radio?" She says, "I'm voting for him." She says, "He's got my vote." And so, I feel the same way. Unless somebody comes up with something better, and I doubt that very seriously, I'm going to support him. I think he's fantastic. And, I think he would be a hard man to corrupt. I mean, like you said, he's already successful. He doesn't need to work. Unless he's just outright greedy, why would he want to corrupt himself?
Yeah, he is, from looking at my text and emails and Facebook, chats here, the audience is really responding to him very, very well.
Yeah, and also, one thing that I look for in a candidate is if they have a very strong moral compass, and I noted that in him, and the danger of him being corrupted is far, far less when someone has a strong moral compass to guide them through the dangers of corruption and evil in Washington, D.C. You need somebody with strong values.
I agree with that, and that's something we're kind of lacking in Washington, D.C.
You think? What gives you that idea, bro?
Yeah, really, I tell you. It's going to be interesting, particularly after Donald Trump's tweet on Roy Moore, and Roy Moore says he doesn't listen to what people not from Alabama tell him what to do. So it's going to be an interesting race, for sure. I think that either Bradley Burns or Tommy Tuberville against Doug Jones would be awesome. I think Doug Jones would have a hard time with either of those.
Oh, Doug Jones is toast anyway.
Unless Roy Moore does what he did last time, he's not toast.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that Roy Moore's campaign or operatives would be in there trying to help and encourage Roy Moore to run again so he could have a repeat of what happened last time.
Yeah, and here's basically what happens is I don't think Roy Moore can win the Republican primary and be number one. But if he's number two and you then have a runoff, that's where you have a problem because it depends on how many other people are on that ballot. And right now, from when I look at the ballot, very few people will be on that ballot in a runoff. So now you're back in the situation of Roy Moore beating Luther Strange and then running against Doug Jones.
Well, here's the thing that I think that you may be overestimating Roy Moore's impact is that, all during the time that he had these accusations thrown at him, he, proclaimed his innocence, and he said that he was going to challenge these people and show that he has been wrongly accused.
Well, I'm still waiting.
Yeah, and I know Roy Moore. Roy Moore and I have known each other for a lot of years. One thing I know about Roy Moore, he's got a base 275,000 voters that are going to go out and vote for him come hell or high water. And in a runoff, that may be enough to win a runoff, and that's what you don't want to have happen.
Well, you don't think some of them might fall by the wayside when he has failed to challenge those people who sullied his good name? And because he claimed he was going to do that.
I know he did. I'm just telling you, they are devotees of Roy Moore, and that's what they do.
I guess that's blind faith, then.
Well, it's blind ambition, as John Dean said.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that somebody could be that arrogant to jeopardize our state again one more time by running again, because he knows that's what will happen. All he's going to do is ensure Doug Jones gets reelected. And
the interesting thing is, when you look at the numbers for the primary, there'll be a little over 1 million Republican votes. And so 250,000 within 1 million that are cast does not get you number two. And I just don't want a situation where we had Luther Strange and Mo Brooks, where Luther Strange was beating up Mo Brooks and damaged him so much that it knocked him out of the number two slot there. And, you know, I think Tommy Tuberville and Bradley Byrne, I think they would be a great combination to be in a runoff. And I think both of them can make a runoff. I think they both can bring somewhere in the neighborhood of about 400,000 votes to the table.
Yeah. And I like Bradley Byrne, and I wouldn't be disappointed if he won. But I'll tell you what, he's not saying the things I want to hear like Tommy Tuberville is. And he really lit me up when I was listening to him. I like what he says, and he says it with strong conviction, and that means a lot to me.
That's good, because you're a good bellwether out there for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody else thinks I'm an idiot.
Okay. So my judgment's not too good, huh?
Hey, I'm the village idiot over here.
No, you're not, Ritz. No, you're not. Now, it's an opposite bellwether, but it's a bellwether. Just
okay.
Kidding.
Whatever,
just kidding.
Hey, whatever works for you, bro.
Just kidding, Ritz. You have a wonderful day.
All right, my friend. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. 272-9228. Heading for our top of the hour break. Going to come back. Dan Moore Show. Right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.